Go ahead.
Alrighty, so I just got a few things for you, so let me pull up my thing. Let's begin in 3, 2, and 1. Alright, Chief Looney, so first things first, tell me a little bit how this event will run this Saturday. Tell me pretty much everything you know.
Okay. Anybody with narcotics, prescription medications that they would like to get disposed of can bring them to the lobby of the Carrollton Police Department. If there's not an officer waiting for you, you can summons one via the phone system that's in the lobby. An officer will come meet you. They will not ask any questions of you. It's a no-questions-asked event. You will bring the narcotics or prescription medications, give them to the officer. At that point, they will be secured. And then next week, they get sent to the DEA, who will dispose of them.
So why should people bring them, obviously, to the law enforcement and the DEA? Because, I mean, I'm assuming a lot of people would rather just throw them in the garbage. So, I mean, what would be the in your words, what is the purpose of the National Day like this, and how does it help the community and country as a whole?
Well, the old-fashioned way of getting rid of prescriptions were to always, you know, throw them down the drain or flush them down the toilet. Well, that ends up polluting our groundwater and causing chemicals to be in the environment that doesn't need to be in the environment. With this, it's a green initiative. It helps maintain a healthier groundwater system. It helps prevent pollution. It they get incinerated instead of being flushed, so they don't dissolve into anything.
So I know this is an effort. I read on the DEA's website, this is kind of like an effort to cut down on drug crime as well.
Yes, it's a diversion. It's a diversion effort. A lot of times, individuals have expired medications or medications that are no longer being taken. Some people will see those and steal those, and then we have illegal prescription narcotics out on the street. By turning them into us, again, no questions asked. I don't care if they're in a pill bottle. I don't care if they're in a baggie. As long as you get them turned into us, there'll be no questions asked, and it helps keep unlawful possession crimes down. It helps keep overdoses to a minimum, and it just hopefully will prevent the further addiction of opioids and stuff like that with abusers.
So in your time as an officer in Carrollton, obviously a smaller town, smaller crime, but what have you seen noticeable outcome of this event in your community?
Yes, it's a very positive event. We actually, other than just this time, we will take prescription narcotics anytime. Anybody can bring them into us to turn them in, and we will dispose of them, no questions asked. It's a big campaign pushed by the DEA to help reduce crimes. Prescription drug abuse is probably the second type of drug possession charge that we see in Carrollton. And so having this event and having those options for people to turn in their narcotics really does help cut down on those offenses.
So do you have a number of or expectations of, I guess, I know the last one I think happened in October, of, I guess, how many pounds or people come out or are expected to come out on Saturday?
If my memory recalled, we had about 50-some-odd pounds last time of medications turned in, and so I would hopefully expect about the same.
Okay, so the last few things, where is it taking place, and when do people need to make an appointment? Do you need people, like, give us a time frame and where they should drop things off?
Yep, no appointment needed. Just come on out to the Carrollton Police Department. We're located at 1320 North U.S. Highway 65. Come into the lobby, summons an officer via the telephone system that's there. An officer will come meet you. You turn the prescriptions over to them, and they will go take them from there.
And same thing applies for any day of the year?
Any day of the year, yep. You can come out any time.
Okay, Christopher or Chief Looney, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the snow while it's here.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.